Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 26th of July, 2025. Today's topic is Heirs of His Kingdom. Our text is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 18. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Key verse, Romans chapter 8 verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. An heir is someone who inherits the position and properties of another. This is common in families where the child or children are heirs of their parents. In a monarchical system of government, the child, most often the firstborn, is always the heir of the reigning king or queen. After the death of the monarch, the heir takes over the reign in the kingdom. In the kingdom of God, it is a bit different. A child can become the heir of the kingdom when he turns from his sins and is washed clean by the blood of Jesus. There is no discrimination. The door is open for everyone who is willing. The blood of Jesus is the blood of the everlasting covenant that washes our hearts and gives us access to kingdom blessings and inheritance. Jesus Christ is the principal heir in God's kingdom. He came down to earth to seek and save the sinners. Those who accept his invitation and repent will become sons and daughters of God, heirs and joint heirs with the Savior. Is it not a glorious thing to become joint heir with Jesus? This means you can inherit all things that pertain to life and godliness. The ball is in your court. Surrender your life to Jesus now and become an heir in God's kingdom. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender my life to you. Make me a joint heir and beneficiary of your inheritance. Amen. Further reading, Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 through 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.